Host your holiday party at Apex Entertainment this year. Book early and save. Receive a $15 Apex gift card for each guest with holiday parties booked before October 1st. With flexible event space, attractions, and customizable menus, Apex is the perfect holiday party destination. For more information, contact the sales team or go to apexentertainment.com.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your dad kind of jumped into this, and he had some comments to the press this past week. Any thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, a little bit. I've actually prepared a statement that I wanted to say, and it's really all that I have to say on the subject. Comments made by Thomas Edward Brady, a 77-year-old insurance company CEO who should know better at this point in his life, doesn't necessarily reflect the views or positions held by his son, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. So furthermore, should Tom Sr. continue to speak out on behalf of his son without the express written consent, Tom Jr. reserves the right to eventually put him in a home against his will. That's all I have to say.
That's a great statement. Did you write that last Thursday?
It's been in my head for 5 days, so I'm sure he's got the message loud and clear.
Hour two with Greg Bedard, and Tom Brady made it funny. You actually like that mess?
I did. I thought it was hysterical. I reserved the right to put you in a facility.
If you don't shut your trap, old man, we're putting you away.
Exactly. Translation, Dad, shut your effing pie hole.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's also disingenuous.
Yeah, it is. I don't believe it either, not for a second, but it was funny.
Well, now that I think about it, did he ever say that what he said wasn't true?
Nope. No.
Well, no, he didn't. No, he just said are not necessarily
the views of right.
Tom Brady, June, Thomas, Edric, Pat, whatever it was.
Exactly. Maybe he did kind of do that, but it's disingenuous in that it's, well, I mean, why do you think it's disingenuous, Jimmy?
Well, because I think he really feels the way that the dad was talking. Like, obviously, you know, Tom has told his old man how he felt about the end here. The old man said years ago, we all know it's going to end badly. Like, come on. Like, we all know. Go with your gut feeling. Do you think Tom Brady was, you know, do you think he liked how things ended here and then what his dad said last week isn't how he really feels? Like, of course we all feel that way.
Jim, this was the 90% of BS that Brady says that he says.
Yeah.
This is don't believe anything Tom Brady says or any athlete who speaks at a podium. 90% of what they say is complete BS.
So this was Brady last night on his podcast with Jim Gray. We'll have more throughout the course of the day as well. What are your thoughts on this game? Greg, outside of the football, you know, give us some of the non-football stuff. I know you hate it, but just give it to us.
No.
Because this is where we are. You know, the way Brady's camp carried itself last week, how that carries over to this week, and sort of the tension points here heading into this.
Well, market. I mean, I think the big thing is I've been through this before. I covered the Packers when Favre came back to Lambeau Field as a Viking twice.
And did Favre's family chirp like Brady's family?
Not as much as this. Not as blatant. Certainly, well, you got to remember that there had been an extended time out the door. Certainly not like right before. I don't remember being right before the matchup. But certainly the fallout from the divorce from the Packers, when Brett was in New York, there was a lot of stuff going on. And, like, you have Tom Brady Sr., you have Scott Favre and Brett's other brother.
You have Scott Favre.
Yeah, you have cousins. They were like all
Bert
over the place.
Tebow? What was Tebow's brother's name?
Pete
Tebow. Scott Favre.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Scott Favre. Hey, Scott. Anyway, go ahead.
My brother Scott and my other brother Scott.
I mean, and the whole thing was a little bit different because I think Brett really turned off a lot of people when he went to the Vikings. Like, that was different. It was like going to the Jets and the Jets being contenders and, like, purposely going to the Jets. And this is different. If Brett went into Lambeau Field as a Jet, it would have been different, and I think the circumstances would have been different. But I could tell you, I thought the NBC sort of promo with Adele that they did,
ooh,
I thought that was really good, and it really hit on the emotions. I don't think people understand the emotions that are going to go on, especially among the fans. It's going to go on with Brady. It's going to go on with the players. I just remember being in Lambeau Field, and when Brett Favre took the field for the first time as a Minnesota Viking in front of those people, like, even, and I only covered Brett for his final season in Green Bay, but I know the things that I felt, I know talking to people afterwards, it's going to be very, very emotional on Sunday night for a lot of Patriots fans. And I hope that's what I was mad about last week with when I called Team Brady being petty, speaking out and things like that, because it's just Belichick and Brady like lobbing missiles at each other. Like, I get it. Two supersized egos. You have to one up each other. I get it. But what you're missing is the people in the middle. The Patriots fans that these two are pitting each other against. It's horrible. There's no reason to do it. Brady shouldn't have spoken out last week. He shouldn't have ordered the code red for his dad and his best buddy to go into the media. He should have shut his pie hole and rested on the Super Bowl. We heard it all last year. They won the whole last season, 11-5. The Patriots sucked all year, missed the playoffs. The whole postseason for the Bucks was a celebration of how much Brady had beaten Belichick. Then he wins the Super Bowl. We got it. Round one, 10-8 round to Tom Brady and Tom Brady Sr. We get it. All of a sudden now, he's got to come out and say, damn right, with the vindication.
Right.
You got it last year. Shut up. And by doing that, now you're making people say, well, maybe now I don't like Tom Brady. Now I like Bill Belichick a little bit more. Stop pitting this fan base against each other. This is going to be, trust me, it is going to be very hard on Sunday night. Just shut up and play the game and let people deal with this, because it is not going to be easy.
I mean, independent of the effect on the fan base, Brady just, it caused a backlash. That's the thing. You turn people against you, whether they turn to Belichick or not. And look, again, you know, if we're talking about the emotional aspect, him before that game, I'll allow for the difference when the game starts. And even Brady says, you know, now it's time to compete. Okay, so fine. But up until that game starts, this guy should be 100%. It should be, a unanimous Hall of Fame.
No, I'm sorry. So you're saying
the support for Brady should be 100% before the game.
Yep.
This guy has done more for this town and any team in this town than any player who has ever set foot here. I am sorry. End of story. He has done more for that franchise and for any team in town than anyone who's ever played here.
But I think there are people like Greg that don't like the drama stuff. I mean,
no question, Murray.
Us three like it for the content. And, you know, I like Mike. I like fancy myself one of the gals under the hair dryer with the the old entertainment magazine here and there. But, you know, that should be enough. You're right, Greg. Like that he went to another team, won 1 year removed from Belichick, got the Super Bowl. Like, how can I think most regular-ass people look at that and be like, you still want more? What the hell's the problem?
Just think of
here?
Some of your callers. You know, some of the people who call in, especially some of the women, like, you know, Mary and other people. You know, this is, it's going to be to watch him come out. Like, you can't appreciate it till it happens. To see him, Tom Brady, the guy who basically built that stadium, or at least made it into an ATM machine for the Kraft family, and Bill Belichick, is going to come back out there. He's already said, he said last night on that podcast, a lot of friends and family are going to be there. Until you see him come out and all of a sudden start throwing against your team, it's one thing. Once you see it actually start to happen, it's completely different. And I do think there's a lot of Patriots fans. Certainly we get on this show, and God love them, we get the extreme. We get the, you know, Team Bill people. We get the Team Tom people. But there's a sizable amount, I think, from my experience dealing with the Packers in this, I think there's a sizable middle who's very uncomfortable with all of this and just wants it to be over as soon as possible. Let's all go our certain separate ways. It was a messy divorce. Let's just get this over with and go to our business. And I'm hopeful for those people that it's quiet for the rest of the week and we just get to the game and get it over with, because a lot of this stuff is just unnecessary.
I mean, look, this is what Edelman said basically, right? You know, he feels like it's a divorce. Now you got to choose between your parents. And so maybe that's the same. I think what Greg's saying, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it feels like the fan base is stuck in that same middle in a lot of ways. So, look, I kind of like the intrigue of it. I'm into it. I love the idea of him coming back and playing the game. I think it's great theater.
Of course it's great theater. So, like,
I think Brady, by the way, I think by the end of it, I think Brady's going to regret a lot of his feelings on as just this game. Like, I'm sure he's coming in for revenge on Belichick. and for not giving him the contract after the Atlanta Super Bowl, not meeting him halfway on a lot of things. The contract, Guerrero, for all that he did. And look, for a long time I was on Bill's side with all this stuff. But I was on Brady's side with the contract. I was on his side with Guerrero. He had earned that. And even if they gave him a 5-year contract extension and Brady fell off a cliff, he had earned the salary cap hit.
Totally right.
And so they should have done all that. And so
they still took a salary cap hit.
They did. Right, I agree with Brady on a lot of things. And he's going to come in. He's going to want revenge. Gronk is going to want revenge. I think those Bucks. The reason why I'm really afraid of this game for the Patriots, because those Bucks are going to have Brady's back for what he did for them last year. They are going to be tuned up. They are going to have his back. They're not going to let him fail. But I think in the aftermath of this, after Tom gets on that field and sees these fans and hears the reception, I think he's going to have a lot of regret for how things have gone over the past year plus.
Regret that he'd let his old man open his mouth? Or regret stuff like that. Okay, but not regret that he left.
No, I think Bill forced him into that. I think he had no choice.
I mean, what else was he going to do at the end? I mean, he can't regret that.
I mean, you have to have some pride.
Yeah.
You can't just tuck your tail and be like, oh, okay, Bill. I mean, Bill had the chances, and multiple chances. And I think Tom, even at the end, and Gasper has talked about it, and my reporting agrees with Gasper, that even right up until the end, Tom was open to coming back if Bill just would have done a few certain things, and he just wouldn't do it.
Okay. I think actually leaving ended up helping Brady. I mean, his career.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he revitalized him.
He would have played out the string here a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a little bit. He's still a super competitive guy, but...
Oh, no, Mike, this reignited him.
This gave him a new life?
Yeah, it reignited him. And again, I don't think there's any shame in Brady saying at age... You know, us saying about Brady at age 43... He wouldn't have been as motivated if he had stayed
here. Completely agree.
The fact that the guy stayed motivated until he's 43 is a freaking miracle. But once it happened that he went to Tampa, that just started the furnace up again. Like, here you go. Now he's locked in again. Now he's motivated. No, I'm ready to go.
Here's the thing, he's working out
during COVID when he wouldn't come to OTAs here.
I wrote a column in the immediate aftermath of this, and some of it was born on going through it with the Packers. But I said, I think that Brady and Belichick needed to be apart from each other to be great late in their career. Because I thought Favre until the injury in New York, was awesome that year. Then he got hurt. Then he goes to Minnesota. He was awesome for at least the next year, I think 2 years, for most of the next 2 years, till injuries got the best of him. Here's the thing. It's been great for Brady. Where's Belichick's booster?
Exactly. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. All right. So we will pick up your reaction to that. And we'll do 10 questions with guest Maz.
Belichick's booster's in the front seat of his car so he can see over the dashboard. Like, that's what it feels like. I feel like he's hunched over. He feels like, to me, like he's getting older by the day.
I didn't get the joke. You're saying he's an old lady driving a car?
He said booster. He's saying he needs like a couple of yellow pages in
you
there
should
to
know.
Lift them up.
There you go. A short joke from the big boy.
Yeah. All right. Very funny. Watch your back.
10 questions with Greg Bedard right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
All right, folks, if you own a home.
Hey, Boston. Cannabis delivery is here from LanternNow.com. Getting cannabis in Boston has always been a hassle, but Lantern has changed the game. I can now get my cannabis discreetly delivered right to my door the same day I place my order. Lantern has made it super easy to find exactly the products that I want. I can browse multiple dispensaries at once and count on my order to be delivered same day. So whether I'm unwinding after work or going out for the night, Lantern is just what I'm looking for. So skip the rush hour traffic and get your cannabis delivered today by visiting LanternNow.com/gym. That's LanternNow.com/gym.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. For use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Keep out of reach of children. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It's against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
10 questions, 10 minutes. We got to be on time. Billy Lanny behind the glass today. Billy, what are our buzzer options? Do we have them?
And I kept going, what defense are we in where Malcolm's not on the field?
Oh, that was a great comment from Brady after the Malcolm Butler Super Bowl. Go ahead. Would you trade Tom Brady for Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
Okay, at least that one makes sense. Some of these other ones, I'm not so sure. Go. Oh, Maz, fire Bill. That was yesterday. Go ahead.
I think you're better off being early rather than late at that position.
Ooh, that didn't age well. Next.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Perfect.
Anytime, Tom.
Tom. Well, Belichick and Brady. All week.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Next.
Yeah, start drinking early. Get nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game. A lot of time to get lubed up.
Sure will be. Next.
You know what Tom's age and contract situation is.
Okay, so
great ones.
Brady-centric. We'll have some Brady questions here coming up, but we'll start with this. Number 10, rookie quarterbacks so far this season are 1-10, Greg, as starters. What does that tell you?
They are usually drafted into bad situations. I just didn't think this was going to be a bad situation. And at least through three games, it hasn't been great. I mean, look, I was just talking to Tony about it. I had the pressure rate for 40% in this game. That's 35, 35, 40. It's not for a pocket quarterback. It's not sustainable. It would be bad if Brady was here, too.
Yeah, rookie quarterbacks of 1-10. You know what that tells me? Bill Belichick hasn't mattered. So far, anyway, has not mattered yet.
They're not ready to go. They're in mostly bad situations, bad old lines, and there's a chance none of them are even special.
Yeah, so like, let's not rule that out either. Right? But the odds are most of them won't be special. Next.
And I kept going, what defense are we in where Malcolm's not on the field?
Okay, a few league questions here. Did the Packers' last-minute win in San Francisco say more about Green Bay or the Niners on Sunday night?
Green Bay. I mean, that was a tough situation for them to put those plays together. That throw over the middle by Rodgers, It was just ridiculous. That's just awesome. It was great on the Packers' part.
I mean, honestly, it's a cop out. I say both. I don't think either one of those teams is great. I think, you know, the people are still hung up on the Niners from 2 years ago, and they're hung up on the Packers from last year, and I think they're both like 10-6, 11-5 teams.
Packers and Rodgers, even 37 seconds remaining is too much for someone like him and Patrick Mahomes. You can't give him an inch. When Juszczyk caught the ball, I was like, get down, stupid. Don't go in the end zone. It's too much time.
I was screaming, let him in.
Of course.
As soon as he caught it, I said, let him in. Let him in. If the Niners were a little tighter, they win that game. If they it's hard to tell Juszczyk to go down at the one like that. I'm not asking him that, but they snapped that ball with 12 seconds left on the play clock and the clock running. So they had all three timeouts in their back pocket. So they didn't need the time. They should have let that go down to about 25 seconds and then snapped the ball. That was miscoaching. And then when Davante Adams caught that last in cut, they should have jumped on him and tried to see if they could get the clock to run out. So the Niners were a little loose there. Next. Would you trade Tom Brady for Pat Mahomes?
Yeah.
Number 8. Thank God they didn't save the Andrew Luck one. Number 8. Did the Ravens' last-minute win in Detroit say more about Baltimore or the Lions?
The Lions. They suck.
Lions. Lions. Tony, the Lions are the Lions. But that said, they've been competitive this year. I actually think they've been half decent.
But didn't Lamar Jackson complete a very similar ball that Rodgers completed there?
Yeah, on 4th and 1 million. This is why it's about the Lions. If any team knows how to get historically boned, it's the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
And also, you have the combination of the refs missing the play clock, which hit zero, and then a 66-yard field goal. That's peak Lions
that
right
bounced.
There.
Okay.
Anyway, 4th and 19 was a good ball by Lamar Jackson, and then the kid set an NFL record. I don't know. I said something about Baltimore next. Oh, Maz, fire Bill. Did the Chargers' last-minute win in Kansas City say more about L.A. or the Chiefs? Quickly.
Chargers, definitely. I mean, they're up and coming. They're starting to mature.
Yeah, they're legit. They've given Kansas City fits over the last couple of years. The Chiefs have had a lot of trouble with the Chargers, and now the Chargers are going in there and winning. I think that team's going to be pretty good.
L.A., and Herbert's played well against them, too, in all three games.
Next.
I think you're better off being early rather than late at that position.
Whoops. Murray, I'll start with you on number 6. How'd you feel about Nick Sirianni's Beat Dallas t-shirt after last night?
There you go, you stupid moron. Karmic justice. That ought to teach you a lesson.
Anyone want to follow up?
No, what a tool bag.
Seriously, jackass.
Ah, speaking of tool bag, next.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Thanks, Scratchy.
So we'll begin our Tom Brady series of questions with the tool bag question. What was the biggest tool bag moment of Tom Brady's Patriots career, on the field or off?
I thought it was the I plead the fifth. That specific answer, but that whole press conference with Jim Gray, sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
it was just, I don't know, smarmy. I didn't like any of it.
I got to go concussion water or protect immunity powder, one of those two, like if not both. Like that to me is where he just turns me off. I can take all the football stuff. To me, he's one of the great competitors, if not the greatest competitor of all time. Once you start to pass yourself off as the great healer, go to hell.
His whole miserable attitude in 2019, and I get it, I can relate, I've been that miserable idiot who hates the situation you're in, but you're too big of a baby to do anything about it, but then I grew up and figured out how to actually deal with something like that in a better way. He was at an age where he should have known better. How he acted in 2019 was terrible.
Okay, Maz, great answer. The protect and the stuff is bad, bad, bad. I hated him missing the OTAs. Hate it. When your quarterback doesn't show up to passing camps, you got a bad situation, so... You know, not to go back to that topic, but that's my biggest tool bag Brady moment. Next. Well, Belichick and Brady. Number four. Is Brady a likable figure? Do you like him? Quote unquote like him. Let me put it another way. If he were a quarterback for another team, is he someone we would root for?
All I can tell you is that in my personal interactions with Tom Brady, he is extremely likable. I mean, I really... enjoy the guy. I think a lot of him. I think he's mostly the real deal. You know, do I think he has a lot of, you know, underrated a-hole in him? Yes. But for the most part, he's a really, really great guy. He just is.
In my impersonal relationship with Tom Brady, I think he's, as Murray would call him, an unrelatable weirdo. So do I find him likable? No, I don't. I find him to be kind of vain and self-absorbed now. I used to like him a lot more than I do now. Now I find him completely unrelatable.
He is weird, but I have enjoyed all the greats, even begrudgingly. Like, I said I hated Elway and Marino, but I don't know. They were a joy to watch when they're tearing someone other than your team a new one. So if Brady was on another team, tearing someone else a new one, that'd be fun to watch. Yeah.
So if I defer to my personal experiences, I would agree with Greg. Very likable guy, personal guy. Yeah, hard not to like him one-on-one if you've ever been in that situation. It's been a long time for me, but yes, I would say that personally speaking. But as a casual neutral fan, I think he's kind of hard to root for. He's too perfect. He's not flawed. I mean, I'll just go to Georgia Felger, my mother. Like, she loves rooting for Favre. She loved rooting for Favre. She loved rooting for Cam Newton. She loved rooting for underdogs. Loves rooting for, you know, Brady. Too perfect. Too perfect. Perfect player. Perfect face. Perfect chin. Perfect wife. Perfect kids. Perfect game. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Can't root for you. Too perfect. So that's just, that's George's opinion. Next.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Three. What is Tom Brady's most underrated gift?
To me, especially later in his career, his ability to relate to the younger players in the locker room. I covered Favre. Favre changed in a separate changing room than a locker room. He barely ever stepped. I started training camp of 2007, his final year with the Packers. He walked through at one point during training camp. Luckily, I stopped, introduced myself. I'm glad I did, because that was the only time I ever saw Brett Favre in the Packers locker room for the entire season. He didn't pop up until the week of the NFC Championship game, of course, to hold court with Peter King and Michael Silver and all these national reporters. But Tom Brady, his ability to be in the locker room and relate to the younger players has just been unbelievable, you know, especially these last 3, 4, 5 years.
So you're saying he did that even in New England?
Oh, yeah.
Because it feels like there was a disconnect between him and the younger.
There was, you know, him and receivers are different, but just in general, I mean, he's always in there. You'd always hear him busting on people. I mean, he bust on me, bust on reporters, but also the younger guys on the team. He knows how to be a locker room guy. It's part of who he is, and that is really underappreciated.
I mean, to me, there's one thing and one thing only, and that is his unrelenting drive and will to win.
That's underrated?
I had that down too, but
I mean, hasn't gotten full credit for that?
Well, I think people. Well, so that's a fair point. I see, but I don't think people really.
It's so overrated.
It's a superpower.
It's unparalleled. I can't think of anybody in sports that's maintained it like he has. And maybe Jordan. But that, but really, he bailed out in the middle, or you know, maybe he didn't. But he, even at the end, he retired early. This guy just kept going and going and going and never lost that edge.
Same thing, the relentlessness.
Okay, so I think his underrated gift was taking Bill's coaching all those years and putting up. There's not many superstar players who'd be able to take working for that guy for as long as Tom did. And even he got sick of it, obviously. But to put up with it as long as he did and take that coaching, not many guys could have done it. Next.
Yeah, start drinking early. Get nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game. A lot of time to get lubed up.
What was his most overrated quality? What part of his persona reputation was a myth?
I'll just say the thing that I wanted to see more from Brady is I wanted him to be a change for good more overall. Whether it was more charity work, more, you know, environment, more. I just something. He was just, all he was football. That was it. He did best buddies. But I just wanted, and it's the same criticism that I have for a lot of guys, like Michael Jordan, you know, the bigger superstar athletes. You know, you have such a platform. Do something with it. Be a change for the greater good. And I thought he left a lot on the table.
Yeah, the TB12 method is, to me, is one of the great, I don't want to call it a myth, because I think there's a lot of, you know, benefit to what Brady did. Is it the reason he's playing till 45? I'd say no shot.
This kind of speaks to what Maz is saying, longevity. It's not so much the stretching and lack of strawberries as it is he might just be the luckiest son of a bitch who ever played the game.
Mine is his overrated qualities. He's just a boy next door, just wants to put his nose to the grindstone and not...
Oh, that's a crock.
Shuns the spotlight. Mm. And No. He's a star bleeper. Star bleeper, like you read about it, because you know each girlfriend got more famous after the next. From Tara Reid to Bridget Moynihan to Gisele Bündchen, he wants the lifestyle. He wants to be an international superstar, playboy, billionaire. Wanted it from day one, has always wanted it. Okay, so that's, if you think that he just sort of stumbled into that and didn't want those things, wrong. Next.
You know what Tom's age and contract situation is.
Okay, what's your favorite Tom Brady moment?
28-3. I mean, that was just unbelievable. It really was. I still can't believe that happened.
I mean, to me, I had a hard time picking between two. The Seattle Super Bowl, the fourth quarter comeback, or the game in Kansas City at the end. You know, he was older then. That game was an improbable victory. Those two games, to me, were Tom Brady personified.
Fourth quarter, Super Bowl 49, down 10 to an all-time defense, goes 14-16 for a 130 and two touchdowns. That's his greatest, I think it's his greatest moment ever.
Okay, I have a hard time not going back to 2001. Can't help it. Where it all started, and so you can pick anyone from that year if you want. Thus concludes the 10 questions. Right back to your phones after Big Jim Murray's update.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Come to Nova Farms. Nova Farms is the official co-sponsor of the Felger and Maz podcast. We have the biggest selection of recreational cannabis in New England. Must be 21 plus to buy. Our dispensaries are located in Framingham and Attleboro, Massachusetts. Our retail staff are on special teams. We give big hits like a blitz. You get the extra point. Sports! For our latest content and product announcements, follow us on Instagram at Nova Farms.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Massachusetts state license numbers MR281379 and MR282516.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Maz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As promised, calls with Bedard. Dave in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Dave. What do you got?
In defense of Tom Brady Jr., I think the way he handled his father's remarks was really clever to make a joke out of it. And it just exemplifies what he's done his entire career, which is rise above the fray and take the high road. And I think most athletes and other prominent people have to kind of give you BS because, they can't always tell the truth. And just really quickly, Mike, as far as Brady's unbelievable contribution to the Boston sports team for 20 years, I still think that Bill Russell should be in the conversation as far as that distinction goes. Thanks, guys.
Sure. Fine. Of course. I mean, that's the pantheon you're talking about. Give me the greats of all time, the greatest winners of all time in any sports. That's where Brady belongs and Russell belongs and all of that. So whether Brady's camp was right to go low road or not last week, you know, I think most people think it was the wrong way. And Bedard says Brady's going to come to regret that in time, which I think is interesting commentary. Why do you think that side is still so raw, Greg? Why do you think it was so raw for them last week and currently and still, even though it worked out for them and they won and all of that? Why are they still so raw?
I think any time that you're basically rejected, there are going to be raw feelings. I mean, look, I think they feel that Tom never got the respect that he deserved from Belichick. Just a few nice human words. And I don't want to hear anybody talk. Don't tell me any of Belichick's statements over the years. There's no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom and blah, 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 blah. I'm talking one-on-one. You know, being like, you know, just one off season, having a beer. Tom, you know, I've really appreciated, you know, I know you hear these quotes in the media, but I want you to know from me to you, I really appreciate what you've done all these years. And I know that I could not have run my program the way I wanted to run it unless I had a quarterback who bought in 110%. And you did that. You did everything I ever could have asked for you.
I mean, that sounds great. It's just, I'm not that guy. It's like, come on.
Yeah, you'll never understand that, though, Mike. But I'm with Greg on this. I think it's as simple as that. Like, everyone else in the world looks at Tom Brady and tells Tom Brady, you're the greatest. And the guy that found him, that nurtured him, that brought him in, just looks at him and kind of shrugs. Meh, he's just another quarterback to me. And that's got to drive him crazy.
Well, what do you think it is then?
Oh, I still think that something happened this offseason that pissed him off anew. And we go back we're off that?
I think there is a little bit something there.
Something crawled up their ass this offseason. Because otherwise, it would have been too easy to take the high road. They won. It worked out in their favor. There's nothing left to prove, nothing left to say. I mean, it was the most obvious case of it ever. And yet, they're still in there scratching that itch. So I think they're responding to something. And, you know, and it might be, maybe we'll never know. And it could be as simple as Brady wanted the phone call. Belichick still has said nothing publicly or privately to Brady about winning the Super Bowl. So maybe maybe it's as simple as that. They just say, you a-hole. Like, just give it up for once. And if you're not, then F you, you know, screw you. Like, it could be as simple as that. But something crawled up their ass, I think, freshly this offseason for them to go back there.
Yeah, why can't it be both? Like, I think it's probably got to be both. In fact, the more I think about it, because if the baseline existed, in other words, I don't think it even had to be as deliberate as Greg made it out to be. It could have just been walking by his locker after a game or after a practice. Oh, hey, good job today.
Oh, my God. That's it. I don't have that. Like, that's not on my list for Brady. Like, come on, man. It's business. It's work. Do your job. Go home. They owe you respect and good treatment in the contract they give you and your workplace conditions if that's important to you. But the old, oh, Tom, you've meant so much to me face-to-face thing, like, come on. Like, I mean.
Okay, but Mike, they didn't give him anything.
Right. So I'm giving him the first two.
Yeah.
I'm giving him, you know, he deserved to be paid and you know, he deserved to have some form of special treatment or some sort of treatment that he deemed fair. I'm with him on that. The whole, you know, I really appreciate you, man thing. Like, no.
So look, again, to me, it's not about the warmth of it. It's about the acknowledgement. And so, which is what the contract
Well,
is.
The contract
right.
would have done.
Right. He was like, Belichick was like 0-3.
Yes.
On giving Tom Brady the respect he deserved.
I mean,
contract, how he treated him with Guerrero, and then also just being a human and being appreciative. Belichick didn't do any of those things. So he was 0-3. He put them all together. And that's the major reason why this is going on.
Yeah. They busted his balls on all of them.
Yeah.
Right? They busted his balls on all of them. So I'll grant you that if at the contract table they said, okay, what do you want here? And okay, what if we do this? Good. All set. See you later.
We are fully committing to you with a fully.
Yeah, boom.
I mean.
No problem. Brady can live with all the other stuff.
Everything else falls.
I mean, that's why Kraft had to step in.
They didn't give many of it. They didn't give many of it.
That's why Kraft had to step in on Garoppolo. Now, did he explicitly order the code red that Jimmy had to go? No. But did the meeting basically come to the conclusion where Belichick was like, I have to get rid of this guy? And the thing was, Tom kept asking, and I think we have all talked about this. at the time in the aftermath of this that Brady kept going to Kraft because so the Atlanta Super Bowl happens. Tom figures, what else can I do to prove my worth to this franchise? And still, there's no contract extension. Then he doesn't trade Garoppolo that offseason. And in fact, Adam Schefter is saying, they're not trading him for four first-round picks.
And he says, well, if that Super Bowl had gone a different way,
we'd be talking about the end of Tom Brady.
So Brady was in Kraft's ear saying, like, where's my respect? Where's my respect? And so finally, they got rid of Garoppolo. Brady still was like, where's the contract? Where's my respect? And the Krafts were basically like, Tom, your respect is in San Francisco. Just shut up and play for now. And then we'll deal with the rest of the stuff later.
I mean, Mike, it's like we were saying the other day, right? I know we're rehashing here, but if you're not going to give him the contract, if you're going to ask him to take less, then don't bust his balls over where he gets his massage.
Absolutely mm-hmm. right.
Okay, yep. Like, you know, make his life a little, give mm-hmm. him something.
Guys, I'm with you on this 100%. The thing about the face-to-face, look in the eye, I love you, man. You've been great for me. Like,
you got to throw him a bone somehow. That's the point, Felger.
Right, yes.
If you're not going to do the other stuff because you're Bill Belichick, hard-o coach that on contract oh, okay. hey, and Tom, trainers,
guys.
Then just give him some nice words.
Tom. Here's, you know, 8 million plus incentives, but I really love you, man. You've been great to me. Now, here's a dog food contract, but you've really meant a lot to me, man.
Maybe.
And I really want you to know from the, would you stop with this? Stop with that bull crap. And that's what that is. And if Tom was expecting, I don't even buy it if that's what Brady want. It started with the commitment to him salary wise and everything else would have fallen into place. Long commercial free segment is next. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
No thanks.
Felger and Mazz.
Those guys are always trouble. I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
And I know it's not going to be easy. I know what this team's all about. I've sat in that meeting room. I've heard the scouting reports. I know exactly what they're going to, you know, attempt to do to us. And I know it's going to be a challenge for our team. So we'll use the week, you know, like we always do. We're going to try to have a great week of preparation, understand that it's a quality opponent, and go out there and try to play a great football game and try to get back to winning. Obviously, it's very tough to lose two in a row in the NFL, and we don't want to be kind of on that side of the fence.
Came on with Tom Brady on his podcast with Jim Gray last night. He said it a couple different times, and he said it there. I know what they're going to try and do against us. I know what they're going to try and do against me. And now this I find fascinating as we start to dig into the actual X's and O's of the game. And I know we don't give the Patriots much of a chance and et cetera, but I remember asking this question over and over again when Brady was here. And I love the fact that I now get, you know, we get to see the answer. And the question was this. We ask this all the time. If Belichick were facing Brady, how would he defend him? Because you'd go, you know, there were so many games over the last 20 years where you'd come out of the game and you'd say to the opponent, what were you doing? Like, why did you think walking out a linebacker against Rob Gronkowski and giving him a free release, on what planet did you think that was going to work? Or you were still trying to cover Wes Welker inside with zone coverage and linebackers and safeties in there? Like, on what planet did you think that was going to work? Or anytime he played Gus Bradley, right? Or the Jack.
Yeah.
You're going to play that zone again?
Right.
How many times do you have to get your face kicked in by Brady sitting back and playing that zone? And so we had all these games where you'd come out and you say, well, I mean, yeah, Brady's great and the Pats are great, but how did you think you could have a chance against Brady playing the defense the way you played it? And then the next question would be, well, if Belichick played Brady, how would he do it? And so here we go. Sunday night, Belichick gets to play Brady. How's he going to do it, Greg?
the thing that has stood out to me that has worked against Brady the most is you have to spin the dial with everything. Rush, coverage. You can't do the same thing on consecutive plays or else he's going to pick you apart. It was the same thing that, I don't know if you saw the Manning cast last night, but when Nick Saban was on, Nick Saban basically said the same thing to Peyton Manning. He's like, we ran trap coverage. He remembered it was his final game as Dolphins coach, with my final game on the Dolphins beat at Indy, and the Dolphins were terrible. They're playing out the string. He remembered we played trap coverage against you. We got you on that down. Then we played it again, and you threw a touchdown pass. How the hell do you remember that? But it's the same sort of thing. The great quarterbacks, you have to spin the dial. Now, are they capable of doing that? I don't know. That's going to be the big question in this game.
I mean, to me, you know, you got to take away the quick, short passes that are Brady's first read and the easy throws. So that means Godwin, Gronk, like that short stuff. Now, the difference between here and, you know, Tampa is the offense is different. So here it would have been Edelman. Like the way Rex Ryan played him in 2010 always stuck out to me. He didn't blitz him. They jammed the middle of the field. They made the Patriots throw to the outside. Brady's not as effective out there. It's harder to be consistent. And so that made him, you know, harder to get down the field. So I would do that, but I don't think that's what Belichick's going
to
do.
But the big thing is, and what'll be interesting to see if Bill does this, is you got to get pressure up the middle.
Yes.
And so are they going to just throw the kitchen sink between the tackles at Brady and just make them you have to make them uncomfortable. You have to hit them.
Would they put someone out of position? I mean, would they put Jude on somewhere, you know, in the middle?
Yep.
Yeah.
They could do that. Mm-hmm.
Another thing, too, you know, like we all know how he can dink and duck, but I would actually try to force him to throw to those terrible running backs because I think they're just a liability waiting to happen.
Yeah, except Gio Bernard changes that offense a little bit. He can catch it. So, but that's
what he's dinged up.
But that's where Brady wants to go with any kind of pressure. He wants to go to Gronk. He wants to go to Godwin. He wants to go to Bernard. So that's your James White, your tight end, and your Edelman. So, you know, he's going to rely on those guys in the big spots. The pressure up the middle to me is a given. Like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, but I don't know that Bill has the personnel to play it. This is the part I'm worried about.
I don't care. See if you do. I mean, you don't know if you do or not yet. But this was another one. How many times did you see teams send these edge rushers flying up the field around the outside shoulder of the tackle? And Brady steps up into the middle of the pocket, who's as good as anyone who's ever done it, and is like stealing candy from a baby, and they would, and the defenders would do this all game long. It's like, you idiots. He wants to stay in the pocket. Okay? So there's like two kinds of quarterback. One quarterback you want to get off the spot and out of the pocket, Brady. There's the other quarterback you want to keep in the pocket, Mahomes and so many of these other guys now. So it's like Brady was that other guy. And the amount of teams that would just send their guys upfield, it's like, guys, you're not going to get them. You're not going to get them. And they did it all game long. So it's like, to me, it's simple. I mean, it's simple. It'll still beat you. But up the middle, you send the pressure up the middle. You get them off the spot. And I think you get underneath the receivers. And if they beat you in man-to-man and press coverage and over the top, then they beat you. But I don't give them underneath. And so the amount of teams that would just play off of these guys blew me away. Play underneath Gronk, press him, hit him at the line. Play underneath Welker, hit him at the line, play underneath. And make Brady, you know, go over the top or to the sidelines, and that's it. And that's so what that's, even though he doesn't have that slot guy there in Tampa, like quote-unquote, that's still what I'm trying to do.
Godwin. It's Godwin.
I'm more interested in what Brady's going to do. Because Brady knows, he knows all the personnel. He knows all the coaches. He knows what Bill's going to try to do and what his answer is and how he's going to. If I'm Tampa and Brady that week, just be like, Bill's going to try to do this. We should just go, let's just go shotgun empty five wide. They don't have enough guys to cover. And I'll pick apart Jalen Mills and whoever the hell else they're going to put out there. Like, I'll pick them apart. Let's go no huddle, shotgun, five wide, empty protection. They can't cover everything. I'll find the weakness.
Let's pick this up on the other side. Thanks for coming in, Greg.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See you, big boy.
Strong stint today from the big boy.
It was good today, Greg.
Oh, thanks. Normally, I'm not good.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, it's true. Did you
love it?
Were you fed today or not fed? Like, what was the...
Not fed.
So were you a little hangry? Is that what we got today?
No, I'm not hangry.
You're a little hangry. No, you were sort of on the ball today.
You can have strong feelings about the football team, about Brady. It's a strong feelings kind of week.
Do you need a hug, Mike?
No.
You had some energy. I want to know how we can recreate it.
Oh, like, I know how. Again, it's a high protein diet. That's what it is.
Feed you, don't feed you. I got to be somewhere in there.
You got to get rid of the carbs. It makes them less sluggish.
Okay, here comes an update from Big Jim Murray. We picked this up on the other side. Don't go on.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.